28 after the hour of 10. Penny, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I am loving this weather. We needed that rain so bad.
Penny this morning from Carl Wayne's Nurseries. Highway 5 South here in Mountain Home, 1151 East 9th Street. So you got some fruit trees in?
Yeah, I got some fruit trees and berry plants in, so they're all ready to go. And you know, with the rain, it's really made it a little easier digging.
Oh, yeah.
And that makes it nice. The weather's been pretty nice. It's causing things to try to peak out a little earlier than what we need to, but, you know, just embrace it. It'll be okay, you know. And I was talking to some customers earlier, and they were wanting to do some trimming. I would trim a little bit, you know, on certain things, but be sparing. Be very sparing right now because it could turn on us, and then you're just going to have to trim some more.
There you go. There you go.
So, you know, anyways, if you are looking for somebody to come out and give you an estimate, we do that for free. So, you know, like Bob, he doesn't want to do it.
too lazy.
And for the people that like to do it, like, I don't like to do it either. But anyways, but if you like to do it yourself, just come out and bring me some pictures and measurements, and I'll help guide you. Love to do that.
All right, what's your hours? Won't be long before you're back working longer on Saturday.
I know. We're 9 to 4, Monday through Saturday, and March 1st, we go back from 8 to 5.
All right. Phone number is 425-6966. Penny, have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You enjoy your day.
All right. Penny this morning at Carl Wayne's Nurseries. Highway 5 South, right here in Mountain Home. Let's go to line 5. You've been holding for quite a while. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Edna Fusco.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wondering how to get rid of green hornworms that always get my tomato plants every year.
The main thing you can do is be alert and smush them.
I do that, but I don't realize they're there until all of a sudden I see the leaves are all gone.
All gone, yeah. That, with tomatoes, especially young ones, you just kind of need to stay alert. You can use Dipel dust, D-I-P-E-L, but it's kind of, I think, not productive because it only works on when you see the bug. And if you saw the bug, you just squash it. So But Dipel is a really good D-I-P-E-L. And also, what is that other one that I'll – try and remember later in the show. There's another, but I really think that they just need to be handpicked. There are very few of them. Usually you'll only have one. It only takes one, of course, to defoliate the plant.
Right.
And that would, I would just be very vigilant. We didn't have that many last year. I didn't have that many calls about it, and I didn't see any. But make sure you're removing the mulch, the old mulch out if you're planting in a garden, and make sure it's cleaned up. And I would also plant a good companion plant for that, which would be to put basil, B-A-S-I-L, the herb, around it. And that's often enough of a deterrent, plus crushed eggshells.
Okay.
And see if that won't help you out.
Okay, I'll try again. Okay. I actually do mine in pots rather than the ground, so I don't have
interesting.
Mulch problem. But,
well, that's interesting that you would even have them, huh? That is interesting. Well, they're a strange looking thing if you've never seen them, and when you see them, you sure know they're the same color as the plant.
Right, they blend right in with the stem.
But that's the only thing. And look, and you know what? If you're having that in a pot, I would recommend you kind of check them like every other day, looking underneath the leaves. They're real crafty about getting next to the stalk and everything else, and kind of crunching down. So crunching being the operative word. But just kind of make sure you kind of observe them every day, because in a pot, that's kind of unusual.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to line 6 with Vicki. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I just wanted to give a personal experience on what Vicki was telling the previous caller about the basil and the tomato hornworms.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a terrible problem with those, and I would check them faithfully, get up the next morning, and there were the bare stems. They are so fast.
There they are.
I planted basil in my tomato patch. I made sure every tomato had a basil sitting next to it.
Uh-huh.
Last year, not one tomato hornworm. That's the first year that's ever happened to me, and a packet of basil is so cheap.
It is. In fact, that's one of the things I just told her.
Yes, that's why I wanted to say I finally
oh, that
did
it works.
And I guarantee it works.
That's awesome. I'm glad to have a personal explanation about it, because I think that is one of the best plants you can have in your garden. I do adore basil anyway, and I use a ton of it.
Oh, yes.
And one of the things I found about in reference to what you just said is that I also found out if you pull in a basil plant inside and put it in a little pot and it's not been, you know, it's not worn out from being growing all summer, mm-hmm. I still have one in the house.
Wow, that's great.
Well, I decided to try it this year because I love the stuff so much.
Yeah.
So thank you for that personal statement. I appreciate it because I just love that stuff.
And yeah.
That's the only thing I've ever been able to use that would control it either. So.
Yeah, and I literally planted them smack up next to the base mm-hmm. of my tomatoes, and they just lived happily ever after, and the hornworms had to go somewhere else.
Well, and also it's very good because it's considered a very good companion to tomatoes. They are very harmonious. There's a statement that I read years and years ago that if they're compatible on the plate, they're very compatible in the garden usually.
Oh, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, if I can just grow a mozzarella ball tree, I'd be...
If you figure that out, you better call Bob and me. We'll be right over.
Okay, thanks, Vicki.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
It's 933-425-5522, 888-884-0364. We're at 52 degrees now under cloudy skies. Penny said it was raining down at Carl Wayne's Nurseries. Let's check out the radar this morning. It's over all of the Twin Lakes area. Not all of Baxter County. The very northern part of Baxter County is not getting any precipitation, but most of Baxter County is. Overall of Marion County, back into Boone, back into northwest Arkansas, back into Oklahoma. 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and some thunderstorms may be severe today. Locally heavy rainfall possible. High today of 65. Average rainfall a half to an inch. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, a 40% chance of rain, low 35 tonight. Sunday, sunny, high of 62 degrees, low Sunday night at 34. And Monday, sunny, high of 64. Tuesday, sunny, 20% chance of rain on Tuesday, high of 65. And Wednesday, we've got a 50% chance of rain and a high of 64 degrees. 9-day rainfall total is 4.22 hundredths of an inch for the 9-day total.
That's
time
cool.
Now for plant trivia.
And this is the last Saturday of the month.
So we'll
da-da,
be drawing.
Da-da. Bless you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll be drawing at the end of today's broadcast or at some point.
Some point in today's broadcast.
Right. Before 11. Let's put it that way. Okay. This should be just really simple for all of you out there. I seem to use this quite often this time of year. I want to know what early spring blooming shrub can be cut and brought into the house. It's called forcing, and it can be put in water, and it will bloom early indoors. And now would be a great time to go cut those, and if you want blossoms indoors, they'll take about a week for the buds on the plants to open, and it just makes a lovely springtime, especially at the end of February, because with the weather, it was crazy this week. It's in the 60s. Usually we'll have a drop sometime between now and Easter, and there'll be another really cold spell. So it's nice to have it indoors. So we're going to take our callers. We'll take caller number.
Let's start with caller number 5.
Okie dokie.
1, 2, 3, 2, 4. And waiting on number 5. Boy, woo-hoo, a bunch of them there. Good morning. What's the answer?
Forsythia?
Yes, it is. It is. Have you ever done that before?
Yes, I have.
Have you? And have you had good luck?
Yeah.
Now, do you smash the ends, the cut ends?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, you just cut them and bring them in.
Right.
Okay, well, good for you. Let us have your name, please, ma'am.
Eileen Schnur.
Hi, Eileen. Okay.
Hi.
Thank you, Eileen.
Thank you.
It is now 9:36. Phone lines are open, 425-5522, 888-884-0364. Email address is Vicki@KTLO.com. Let me give that a quick check-o. Tomatoes, just heard you mention about planting tomatoes first. Last Thursday, I planted 3 Better Boy tomatoes, 2 cucumbers, 3 different herbs and peat pots in my sunroom. Now all they need is a little sunshine to begin germination. Really love your program.
Well, thank you. I hope you have good luck with what you're doing. It's a little early the only thing I would really provide is they need really good light. And that's why, of course, grow lights are so popular. Make sure that you don't overwater them, and make sure and what's fun for kids to watch is they will literally turn toward the light. And if you turn them about every day so that they'll hopefully grow straighter, but they will lean toward the light, and in about 2 hours they'll change direction and go the other way. It's a great fun, and I hope you have a great harvest. Let us know. You may be the first one to have tomatoes in. We've got callers lined up, so hang in there, guys. We're getting to you.
Tyler is new, and he
likes to talk.
Yeah, but so, he doesn't know anything about plants.
So. call back. Five. Matt came to
okay.
the.
Okay, you're on line five. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hi.
I had a question about pop-up lilies. But first, I wanted to make one quick comment. Several years ago, she was talking about cutting the forsythias. I cut some off in January, mailed them to my granddaughter in Wisconsin, and she pounded them, like I told her, and they bloomed so well she even had to take them to school and show them off.
Oh, my goodness, and you mailed them?
Yes.
I think that's lovely. I love that. How did you, and did you keep them moist while they were in the package, or how did you manage, or just cut them and send them?
No, I wrapped them in a wet paper towel.
Well, good for, I just think that's lovely. That's neat to have shared the Arkansas forsythia up north. Okay, I appreciate us know about that. But what about pop-up lilies?
My question was, I have, like everybody, my pop-up lilies are coming up now, and I need to move them. I can't wait until they're dormant or whatever. Can I get away with it now without killing them?
Oh, yeah, they won't. Let me
preface that.
Yeah, whatever. yes, you probably can. The only problem might be that if you move them, I would wait until it's not so wet.
Thought maybe the wet would even help.
No, because it's going to be mucky.
Yeah.
And the wet will not allow air circulation because in our soil, it's just not. I was talking about friable earlier in the day, and it needs to, if you take a handful of that of where you're going to plant them, and this would be a good test for you to do before you plant them, and you close your hand around that handful of dirt or mud, and you open your hand and it just sits there, that's an indication you're not going to have any air transfer down below the soil, and I'm afraid they'd rot. Now,
soil is so rocky that you can't do that anyway.
Well, isn't that the truth? The one thing you could do is take them up, lay them out so that they do not touch each other on a piece of newspaper or somewhere in a room that's kept relatively, it's not freezing, and let them dry. And then as soon as we get into a good spring period of time where the days, and we're going into the 60s, but it's a little early. I think we'll still have another cool snap. I would hold them until about April and end of March, April, whenever the weather settles, and then go ahead and plant them. And there will be no problem. They won't die. If you leave them muddy and touching each other, they could rot, and that would be the only thing, I think. And what are you – okay, explain. I've never heard the term pop-up lilies.
Well, I've heard pop-up lilies, surprise lilies, naked lilies. I have no idea what the right name is.
Okay, I've heard a lot of different names for them, too. Esquamageria really is our –
I remember that.
It's Esquamageria radiata is the red one, and the pink one has another unique name. But which color have you got?
I have the pink.
Yeah, those are the most prolific, and they're wonderful. I love them. And I think that you could dig them up most any time of the year and replant them, except for right now because it's just so muddy. But dig them up if you want to. And my suggestion would be let them dry, and then you could either put them in a paper bag or just set them somewhere. So as soon as it gets less muddy and wet, then put them out. And make sure that you realize that you might want to – I always forget where mine are because they come up all over the place. And you might want to mark them or make a little plot because sometimes they get run over by a mower too early. They have to have the leaves come up, and that's a big, big thing. So enjoy. And you could send – I don't guess they'd grow up. I wonder if they'd grow that far north because you could mail some of those when they get dry. Oh, if you have too many, and this is for everyone listening, we're going to have our fourth annual library plant swap, which is, I think, and I hope Carol's listening, I think it's April 22nd, which I think is Earth Day. And what we do is we swap plants like that. If we have too many of them, people bring them, and you'll find other stuff you may want, like seeds and plants and whatever. And it's a free swap. And it's it'll be at the
I know they're very prolific.
Yes, they are.
It was several years ago, a friend gave me a dozen. Last year, I gave away 50 from that dozen, and I have about 50 or 60 left.
I believe it. Well, if you have any that you want to donate to the project, bring them on out on Saturday morning the 22nd. It's going to start at 9 o'clock at the Baxter County Library.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Yeah, but you can go ahead and dig them. Just don't plant them any, you know, right away until it dries out a bit. Okay? Enjoyed visiting with you. Thanks for calling.
425-5522-888-884-0364. Email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
I am Renata Jenkins Byler with Roller Funeral Homes. We have received many letters from the families that we have served. The Reynolds family writes, "The entire staff was so helpful and caring. They attended to all of our needs. I didn't have to ask what to do at any given point. Your coworkers were always a step ahead to lead our family in the direction we needed to go. They were awesome, and we were blessed to have them. Thank you, Reynolds family. Roller Funeral Homes, with all our respect."
Have you seen Carwayne's Nursery's landscape crews before and after photos on Facebook? If you have, then you know that there is no job too big or too small for Carwayne's Nursery's landscape crew. When you call 425-6966 for your free landscape estimate, you will find yourself with great customer service and a job well done. Carwayne's Nursery's landscape crew offers free landscape estimates, so there's no reason not to call today. That's 425-6966 for your free landscape estimate. That's 425-6966.
Looking for a job? KTLO.com has several listings. The following have openings available: Discount Auto, Rainbow Drive Resort, Rep Rock, Mountain Home Surgery Center, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Baxter Regional Medical Center, Gaston's White River Resort, and more. Details are available on KTLO.com/jobs. Find your perfect job today. KTLO.com/jobs.
I have two categories of clothes: cute and what were you thinking?
Add more cute to your closet and everywhere else in your home with surprising finds from Gordmans. Yeah, Gordmans. We've restocked our entire store with on-trend styles and designer finds at every turn. Load up on super cute shoes and handbags and must-have home decor, all at unbelievably low prices. So get shopping. Gordmans, bigger deals, smaller price tags.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Haven't tried slam poetry yet. Motel 6, comfortable, clean, always low prices. Know what I mean? Are you traveling? Are you on the road? Make Motel 6 your humble abode. You will get a good night's sleep. I know this poem's not very deep. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on. So go and book online at motel6.com. Mic drop.
Vicki and I say that's not Tom Baudet.
That's not his voice, don't you think, guys?
Thanks for holding you on line five.
Hello, Vicki.
Hi.
I have a question about a trumpet flower.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have those pods and the seeds is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just take those seeds out and plant them this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that I do it right now.
Yeah. Is it strictly an outside or inside plant?
Outside.
Outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As far as I know now, that should... Nothing in the gardening world is set in cement. So it's always fun to try. If you've got a lot of seeds and you want to try them indoors, have at it and put half out and half in.
Yeah. Is it a perennial?
Pardon?
Is it a perennial?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Well, nothing lasts forever, and if we had a dreadful ice storm, so I say that with that in mind, that under normal conditions in a normal winter, it would be.
Yeah, but we could go ahead and put it in a pot and raise it to little plants and then set them
out.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome, and I would say this. There are a lot of seeds, especially the ones that have a hard husk on the outside, like a shell.
Uh-huh.
I usually soak those overnight or put them between two pieces of moist paper towel, and that always helps the germination.
Okay.
Peas are that way. Parsley is that way. A lot of different different ones are that way, so that might help the germination, too.
Okay, and they just probably takes maybe a couple of weeks to come up.
Yeah, don't be dismayed if they're not. Keep the soil that you have on them in the pots moist. Uh-huh. And what I often do is, and I've done that this spring in particular, is I use a saran wrap or something to kind of make a kind of seal it. It makes kind of like a greenhouse.
Right.
I take it off if you have a whole lot of condensation on the interior side of the saran wrap, so that they don't rot. But then you can cover it up again, and so it kind of helps.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I enjoy your program.
Right, thanks. I appreciate
it. That'll help a lot.
Okay, let us know how it goes.
Okay, and thank you.
Thanks
so
for
much.
Calling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to line six. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
I've only grown basil once, and when I did, it grew at least a yard tall.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you talk about growing it indoors. I'm thinking you must have a smaller variety.
No, I just use it a lot. And that's the key. There are smaller varieties. I just use the regular old-fashioned large leaf basil, which I adore, and I use a whole lot of it. So the branches never get terribly tall. They get like, maybe a foot, and then I harvest and use I use quite a bit of it, and I take it back to about halfway to the pot, and then here comes some. Then it grows again, and I also strip off the lower leaves if they get to looking crummy, and I use those too. Why?
But you were going to tell me a variety that was dwarf.
Well, there is a dwarf one, and it's called Globe. Somebody out there help me because I don't have my list of variety. There are a zillion. I must say, there are a zillion different varieties. There's also purple basil, but there's a spice basil, and those little leaves, it's a fun one to grow. Look it up. You can Google basil seed, and there's a multitude of them. And this one, and I think that's why, if I recall correctly, it's called Spice Globe or Globe or something, and it literally makes a ball, and it is so cute, and it gets, oh gosh, how much is this, Bob? That's about as tall as it gets.
Oh, less than a foot.
Less than a foot. So, but it does make a circle. I mean, it's like a little ball. And that might be something you'd be fun. It's spicier. That's the other thing about basil, because a lot of them, there's a lemon basil and there's a lime basil and there's basils that have a deep, deep scent and are aromatic, and some that are just plain, the kind that you think of when you think of Italy.
Okay.
So have some fun.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
So we can get in the garden.
Oh, you bet. Not long now.
425-552-2888-884-0364. Question, when do you plant mums?
Plant mums?
Is that it?
No. Let me see. When is the best time to trim your mums?
I see.
Any time up until the 4th of July, because you want them to set bud starting after 4th of July for fall. But you can go ahead and trim. I would not trim them now. I think I would wait, because any growth, ingrowth, if you trim them back too hard and we have a hard freeze, they will not do well. So I would trim them probably middle April and then start pruning them and to get them in the shape you want, and then stop about the 4th of July. Okay.
And we conducted the drawing during the break. And who is this month's, well, it's January and February winner, actually. We had one winner in January. Lumped them all together and drew out a winner, and it is?
It's Eileen Schnur.
All right, Eileen, come by. That's a $10 certificate to Bookworms.
Yum,
at the Baxter County Library. Phone lines are open, 425-5522-888-884-0364. Let's go to line five. Vicki, go ahead,
please.
Good
morning, folks.
Good morning.
I still have a healthy poinsettia plant. What if we plant it outside like I do lily plants?
I'm sorry, there's an echo, and I couldn't quite understand your question. Would you repeat it, please?
I have a healthy poinsettia plant yet from Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And can they be planted outside like I do the lily plants at Easter time, this bird?
They can be. If you're going to bring it in the fall, I would recommend you sink the pot in the soil and let it, put it in a kind of a light place but not direct sun, and I would wait until May to put it out. They're very tender as far as going through any kind of cold snap that we might have.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Let's go to line six with Vicki. Spring is close, isn't it?
I can tell.
It's
it is.
Gardening time is getting close. Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm excited.
You're on line
Hi,
six.
Vicki and Bob.
Hi.
I planted my first avocado seed in water to see if I could root it.
Uh-huh.
And I've never did it before, so how long will it take before I know it works?
Well, I'll tell you, they have a mind of their own. And sometimes sometimes in a week it will split in the center, and this little green top thing or growth will come out. Sometimes it can take up to 2 weeks. If it begins to smell rather rancid and it's mushy, I would start over. I would also change the water after about a week because it'll help. Okay. And do you have it? Did you do that where you take those toothpicks and stick them in and then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just make sure and put it in a sunny location.
When
it's sunny.
Actually, it had a little sprout sticking out of the top of the bulb.
Cool. Well, then you're ahead of the game.
Oh, okay.
I think. Let us know. You know, those talk about those. We grew them when my children were small. That was always something we did. And we had one that ended up to be, 5 feet tall. And it was a really nice plant. We had really good light, and it was really fun. And, of course, after it gets so old, so tall, with that piece that's coming out of the center of the pit, you'd probably need to transfer it to a pot and dirt. And don't bury the whole thing, but bury, because you'll stand a better chance. After a while, the water will rot it no matter what.
Okay, so it's kind of planted like an amaryllis?
Yeah, I was trying to – yeah, exactly. Right, so that and then as it grows and as the trunk gets larger, fill it up to the base of the stem. Okay.
Of the stem. Okay.
Yeah,
send us
a picture in about a
I
year.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Thanks for your call. Bye bye.
6 minutes before 11. 6 minutes left in the show. Give us a call 425-5522 888-884-0364. Rain over all of the Twin Lakes area. Baxter, Marion, Boone, pretty heavy there in Boone County.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a bit of rain in Ozark County this morning, moving on into Howell County.
It's us.
And it's a rainy day in London. Good morning, you're on line 5. Vicki, go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Edna Pusco again.
Uh-huh.
I have another question. I inherited this giant poinsettia plant from my daughter-in-law. Actually, I think it's three separate plants stuck into one pot.
Huh.
And it is blooming like crazy, just like it's still Christmas. And I didn't know when to cut it back or, so it will bloom next year. What's the procedure usually?
Well, you bring it in the fall. You take it, put it outside when the weather settles, end of April or some, because they really don't like cold weather, and they're hothouse grown. And you can sink it in the pot somewhere outside where it'll get good light and not direct sun. And it will continue to grow, and then you bring it in about October, into September, and you have to put it in a spot that is totally dark. If it's a closet, it can't have a crack of light coming underneath the door. Then every morning you take it out, and it needs like 12 to 14 hours of pure darkness. And then you take it out every morning, and then you put it back in every night. And and it will never look as good as it does now.
But do you cut it all the way back when you bring it inside?
No, huh? No, you just
leave it big?
It will probably lose a lot of its leaves during the summer, but then it'll regenerate. To me, they're never as pretty. It's a fun thing to try and do. I've done that before with the kids, but anymore, the hybridizers have so many variations and things. It's difficult, and I mean, it's fun, and so have at it. Especially if you got a place that's really dark, keep it on the warm, not in a freezing cold location, no drafts, and then put it in a sunny window in the morning, and every night put it to bed, and after about 8 weeks, 8 to 10 weeks, it should start to show color.
How about if I just covered it with a trash can every night and then took the can off in the morning? Would that work?
I think it probably would, as long as there's no cracks, in the can.
I'm worried. I am worried about that plant.
It has to be indoors.
Yeah.
But let us know. Let us know.
We'll
do a sequence
Bye-bye.
Of pictures.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
It is, we're out of time.
We are out of time.
Busy morning.
This has been such fun visiting with you. And as Bob said, spring must be just around the corner. It's been a great morning. We'll talk about asparagus next week. And I would just would invite you to join me Tuesday evening at 6 at the Baxter County Library. We'll be talking about heritage plants and heirloom seeds. For me, it's a fascinating subject because I do love the history behind so many of our favorite plants, vegetables mainly, and tomatoes and specifically. So the Baxter County Historical Society, and I'll be there for about an hour, and hopefully bring your questions. Hopefully we might have time to answer a few questions. So
when I spoke to the Baxter County Historical Society, they had to bring in more chairs.
Aha, uh-huh. So I'm now challenged. Is that it? He's throwing down the gauntlet?
If they don't bring in more chairs, you lose.
You heard him, folks. Don't let me down. It's been great fun. Take care and have a grand week. And sit there and plant seeds indoors. Wouldn't plant any outside yet. Take care. Bye-bye.
KTLO-FM 97.9 in Mountain Home. On air, online.